T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And you can, get some percentages off as you might get ready for either spring ball or getting you ready for the fall. But Coach Brian Billicks now joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, back for another appearance, and the draft is now complete. Coach, how you doing?
Doing great.
It was this like Christmas when you get to open up some new packages that you got coming into your organization once the draft is over?
Yeah, it's great fun. You know, between the schedule being released the week before, and then you add this last bit of talent. I mean, clearly there'll be some additions here and there along the way. But now the season begins to feel real because I know who, what, when, and where. And I've got my players, and now we'll jump into the OTA. So, it's beginning to feel like the season.
Now, it was a defensive-heavy draft as far as the corners go and the secondary goes for the Green Bay Packers. Mike Pettine, the new defensive coordinator, coming in. You know Mike. A lot of guys already talking. They pick up a Muhammad Wilkerson in the offseason as well. They made a few adjustments here and there. But the biggest thing that I hear is Pettine's going to play to the talent that he has. And bringing in a lot of defensive help, and Tremont Williams, Devon House is back, plus you add in all the new corners. Have they gotten, in your opinion, just looking at this thing on its face, do you believe this defense has gotten better?
Oh, yeah, I think so, with the acquisitions. And, of course, you put your first three picks in the draft on the defensive side, and your first two back into the secondary. I'm sure that's the expectation because of, you know, what's expected when you come in. Mike Pettine is now given some of the tools to make this thing right. You know, the Packers have committed their last six draft choices, first-round picks, to defensive players. So, you know, clearly the commitment's there, and they should have the players to be substantially better.
I want to go back to something that you and I talked about during the Super Bowl and Mike McCarthy had addressed going into the offseason. He said, our defense has to be better than our offense. And at the time, everybody raised an eyebrow going, what the hell are you talking about? You have Aaron Rodgers. But in essence, he was saying, we have to be better because if we should ever lose Aaron Rodgers again, we can't use the excuse as not having a good enough defense and not put us in the postseason. So when you look in the, I don't want to say the analytics, but if you look at percentages and say, okay, For a quarterback of Aaron Rodgers' ilk and a decent backup, where does your defense need to be to where you can easily say, hey, look, even if our guy goes down, we're still going to be right there because we're this good?
Well, that's a hard one to quantify because when you are good offensively, and I understand what Coach McCarthy's saying, but with Aaron Rodgers, you're going to be pretty good offensively as long as he's playing. When you're good and you can score points, a lot of times your defense, at least statistically, is not going to be a top-rated defense. Why? Because you're playing with a lead. Teams a lot of times just have to open it up, particularly at the end of the game. You may give up a lot of yards and the like. So it's kind of hard to be ranked statistically high defensively when you're really good or you have an Aaron Rodgers offensively. But that doesn't mean that you're not good. That doesn't mean that you're not substantial on the inside, make a team tough to run, don't give up a lot of big plays, force turnovers. You can do all that and still give up the yards and some of the things that we just generally attribute to a defense that may not look like a great ranking, but you are, in fact, playing really good defense.
With all the draft grades that have come out, and I'm sure you've been a part of a draft grade that they gave you an A, and then there's another draft they probably gave you a C or a D or something even worse, how much do really the prognosticators on the outside looking in know when it comes to the talent that you're bringing in, or are they just merely judging the value of the talent for the pick that it was?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Not to diminish our guys at NFL Network, for example, Mike Mayock, Daniel Jeremiah, Bucky Brooks, they're as good as anybody I've been with. They really are. They're good talent evaluators. But when you look at the draft as a whole, it's silly to try to rank the draft now until you see, as you know, the proverbial, you got to wait 2 or 3 years. Now, when you look at a draft, as many players as the Ravens and Green Bay actually drafted, you got to look at that. And yeah, just the casual verbal go, well, yeah, they had a pretty good draft. They got a lot of players. You look at a draft like the Tennessee Titans, they only got four players. Now, they got some pretty good ones. But you look at that and go, well, okay, they didn't have much of a draft. That's about the only barometer you can have. And, of course, those teams that took quarterback, their draft, regardless, you could take four Pro Bowlers in this draft. But if obviously, if Cleveland or the Jets and taking Darnold or Josh Allen doesn't make it in Buffalo or Josh Rosen in Arizona, they're going to view that as a failed draft.
Talking with Brian Billick, Super Bowl winning head coach, NFL Network analyst, also with X-Tech Pads. Coach, I want to go to the offensive side of the football. Aaron Rodgers, at least for the most part, dispelled the myth that he was unhappy. So they go out and get him more than a few wide receivers. Jimmy Graham comes in, but he also loses his confidant in Jordy Nelson. With the moves that have been made, how much do you think that affects Aaron Rodgers, especially in the sense that he's getting older, and he almost compared himself the other day to an aging Brett Favre, saying, I don't even know some of these guys in the locker room anymore because I'm not on the same page with them, even with my age at this point.
Yeah, when you're there someplace long enough, as Aaron has been, you're going to go through this transition. And as much as it was tough to lose Jordy Nelson, that's just a natural evolution that an organization is going to go through, and that's the job of a quarterback, and Aaron will. We'll adjust to it. Of course, Green Bay has been known for years for drafting and signing free agents from within and developing them. And that's tough because that does fall on Aaron and the coaches to constantly, you have the anchor of the guys who are there. Jimmy Graham was a huge pickup. I think to have a presence at tight end, if indeed he'll continue to play at the level he's been at. I thought Martellus Bennett was going to be the best free agent signing a couple of years ago. Obviously, it didn't turn out. He was hurt, didn't play as well or as much. Jimmy Graham should be Jimmy Graham. And Aaron Rodgers, to have that asset at tight end to go with the other things on the outside. And, of course, they added this Jamon Moore from Missouri in the draft as well, and I'm sure they'll nurture him along like they do any other receiver that they brought into it. And they should have their typical, you know, solid core of receivers for Aaron to go to. So I think the pickup, the free agent pickup of Jimmy Graham was huge this year.
Mike McCarthy said he's going to take a scrub brush to the playbook, kind of go back to the beginning, and then he brings back the guy that was probably better known as the guy, the daily guy, the setup guy, the film room guy, the guy that got all the everybody on the same page, and even maybe a buffer between the quarterback and the head coach and Joe Philbin. When you want to reset things like that, how difficult is it as a head coach to say, okay, I'm just going to not toss everything out, but I'm going to toss everything out, so to speak, and we're just going to start it over and make it from scratch, but we're going to make it maybe a Green Bay Packers offense 2.0. We want to make it bigger, better, and better with some familiar faces. How difficult is that?
Well, I don't know that they're going to throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. There's going to be the fundamentals of what they do. I think bringing in Joe Philbin, a fresh set of eyes now. The good thing is it's a fresh set of eyes with someone who's been there before. So he has an excellent reference frame to say, gee, you know, boy, how you kind of morphed into this or that, and is this really good? And have you thought about that within the context of knowing what the offense was in the first place? So I think it's a great resource for them to come in. And I don't know that they're going to, you know, total changes, but there'll be some things that, like any good coach, when you're there long enough, and Mike's been there an awful long time, you know, a good smart coach is going to do that. It's going to shake it up a little bit and say, let's go back and really look some of the things that we get into routine and we're comfortable with. Let's go back and really see how productive they are, or are we just comfortable with it and therefore we think it's more productive than it really is, or some of those concepts that you really aren't married to. That you go back and you look, you know what, when we did do this, this is pretty good. Maybe we should do more of it. So, yeah, you do that. Every team does that in the offseason to a degree, but no more so than a team that's been together or philosophy under Mike McCarthy that's been there for that long with that new set of eyes coming in. And Aaron will be able to wade in on that as well in terms of some of the perspectives he has.
How much do you give a player, coach, in the sense that, you know, Aaron Rodgers felt he should have been at least consulted in some way, shape, or form when they chose to move on from his quarterback's coach, chose to move on from Jordy Nelson? I mean, every player wants to feel appreciated, but there's a fine line between feeling appreciated and actually kind of tipping the hand of what it is you're going to do and allowing the player to break the news rather than maybe the coach or the GM. How difficult a line is that?
Yeah, you got to be very careful with that because certainly you're going to get some input, particularly when it comes to coaches. It's particularly a player the level of and the longevity of an Aaron Rodgers of what do you think? you know, we're going to do this scrub brush to the offense. What do you think in terms of some of the other things we're doing? But you want to be careful not to put a player in a position where he's having to pick and choose the coaches and say, yeah, keep this guy, don't get rid of that guy. That can be an uncomfortable situation. So you're going to seek some input, but on behalf of the player to a certain degree. You want to allow him an arm's length distance from some of those decisions. And at the end of the day, you as a head coach have to take that advice, but you're the one that has to make the final determination because of all the other inner workings that are going to go on, the way the coaches have to deal with one another. So, you know, whether it's Bill Belichick with the Tom Brady and you hear some of the things that are going on there, I think that's just a natural evolution when you've got a head coach and a quarterback that have been together as long as these guys have. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of that coming and going, and you want some input, but at the end of the day, you're going to do your job as the head coach.
Before I let you go, you know, both drafts are done now for Chicago and Minnesota as well. Minnesota's still stacked going into the season. They get their quarterback. They believe they're that much better. Meanwhile, they finally put some weapons around Mitch Trubisky. They've donated so much to the offense. They're still trying to pick up defensive pass rushers, but that defense has gotten scary good, and now they've actually put some offensive help around Mitch Trubisky. Talk about the schism between, say, the Packers and the Minnesota Vikings and the Bears as the Bears continue to climb out of the hole that they were in the division.
Yeah, I think you got to throw Detroit in there. I think Detroit had a very good offseason and draft as well. So I think it's going to be very competitive. Minnesota, obviously, still until someone displaces them, is going to be the top of the division. You get Aaron Rodgers back for an entire season, they're going to feel like they have an impact with it and be better and different on defense, obviously, with Mike Pittman now the defensive coordinator. Chicago looks to be better. Obviously, they made the change as the coach. They did add Roquan Smith, outstanding linebacker out of Georgia, so the defense is going to be better. Solidified the offensive line, maybe with that rookie center James Daniel, Anthony Miller, a good big receiver from Memphis. So yeah, they you know how far they're going to come. Well, we'll see. How far does Mitch Trubisky come in his second year? So yeah, it looks like it could be a very competitive division this year.
Coach, how are things going over at X-Tech Pads? You're getting in kind of more and more doors, aren't you?
It is. It's exciting. You know, we've been talking about it for a while. It is the new wave of technology in pads. We're in 29 of the NFL locker rooms, over 300 of the colleges. Places like Michigan, UCLA, Notre Dame, Ohio State have all gone over to X-Tech pads. You know, you just talked about the draft. Josh Rosen and Josh Allen both are in X-Tech pads. This is where young people are finding this the best way to be protected. The league continues to take the head out of the game as it should. And so the shoulder pads become that much more important. If you go on Instagram and look at the @XTechPads or go online at xtechpads.com, you'll see exactly what we're talking about. Put in the promo code DRAFT, and you're going to get 10% off your first purchase.
Always a pleasure to chat with you. Always a pleasure to watch the demonstrations from X-Tech Pads, and we'll chat again down the road. Thanks, Coach, as always, okay?
Sounds good.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Coach Brian Billick. You can find him at Coach Billick on Twitter. See his stuff there. Also at X-Tech Pads. You can also X, the letter X, TECHPADS.com, XTechPads.com. You can see their stuff there. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.